Mr. Dietrich, can you tell me a little bit about what's going on with I-69 construction around Bloomington?
Well, I think the easier question would be what's not being constructed right now. Obviously, we have a pretty tight time frame if we're going to hit August of this year to be to substantial completion. And we knew that going in when the state picked up the project last August that doing a lot of work in 1 year's time was a very aggressive schedule. And we hope that the our customers and motorists around understand that there's a lot of work to be done. There will be some points where things will start opening up before we get to the conclusion, but they just need to hang with us and be as patient as possible while we get through, you know, the majority of the construction as we approach August. I think the biggest change for most, and I think most people anticipated it, was the traffic shift that we made in early March in the northern part of the construction zone from about Bryant's Creek up to the Liberty Church interchange, where we took all the northbound traffic and moved it over to the new southbound lanes, kept everyone in a single lane configuration with a middle turn lane. And that seems to be working out pretty well. It allows the crews to get in and really get to work on the northbound lanes and reconstruct shoulders and do the patching and eventually get into the paving they need to do so we can get those northbound lanes open before we get to that August time frame. If we get down to the southern end of the construction zone, I think the key phrase there is bridge work and trying to get east-west mobility back to where it needs to be. We've heard from a lot of drivers and motorists about the delays and the congestion at both 2nd and 3rd Street. A lot of that's going to be alleviated hopefully around Memorial Day, around that time. The bridge work that's being done is in a couple of different phases where we'll start and do the work on the north side and then shift traffic over to the same configuration on the south side and then do some median work. So people will see traffic patterns shifting on each of those bridges, but it is to accommodate different things. And when traffic is shifted one way and that one lane is open, I think it's the right lane eastbound right now, we've had a couple of questions from folks saying, you know, what's going on? I don't see any work happening in that lane. Well, the reality is the work is happening down below, and it's the completion of the retaining walls and a lot of utility work that goes along there, and we need to keep that lane clear as a protection for the workers who are down at ground level below the bridge doing the work. So the 2nd and 3rd Street bridges will continue in various configurations until about Memorial Day, and then things should lighten up there. There are going to be restrictions on the main line, State Road 37, off and on throughout the summer, depending on where the work is going on. Obviously, at Sample Road, where we're putting in the overchange or the overpass there, that work needs to be, the workers need to be separated from traffic. So we're always going to be taking some lanes there. The Walnut Street interchange is something that needs to be brought up to interstate standards. It's not a lot of work, actually. It's about a month's work. So, you know, mid to late April, we should have that open again. That's really just widening some shoulders, doing some drainage work and repaving to make sure that that ties in well with the interstate that's going to be there. The Liberty Church interchange up on the northern end, work continues there, and along with the access roads from that interchange to those customers who are on either side of State Road 37, as we continue to close off access, because this is a limited access highway, at places like Turkey Tracks to the east and Pine Boulevard to the east. Eventually, once those access roads are open on the west side, we'll begin making those closures on the west side as well. And those will be, we'll give folks plenty of notice when those things are going to happen. So you really can't go anywhere within the construction zone and even outside of the main line where there isn't construction activity going on. And that's just because we're racing to get to that August deadline.
Mr. Dietrich, anything else that you think motorists or listeners should know about I-69 construction? It sounds like you all are on a construction blitz between now and August.
We are indeed on a construction blitz between now and August, and it is our intention, even though it is a very aggressive schedule, to meet that schedule and get, you know, most of the traffic lanes open and moving freely by that time. The one thing I would suggest to motorists is we have, you know, alternative routes, especially if you're heading to Indianapolis. I would strongly encourage people to take State Road 46 over to either 135 or I-65 and head north that way, or State Road 46 over west to State Road 67 and head north that way. We know that it's going to be congested in the northern part. Anytime you take that much traffic, especially during evening rush hour and especially on Friday evenings, motorists can anticipate backups and slower moving traffic. Those other alternatives only add, you know, 25 to 30 minutes to the trip, but you're moving and you're not going to run into congestion. That's the way I go on Friday nights when I'm heading north. And it's worked out very well for me. So we would encourage folks to get off of 37 whenever possible, not necessarily to the county roads, because those can offer their own challenges. But if you're heading to Indianapolis, I-65 or State Road 67 are good alternatives.
Andy Dietrich with I-69 Section 5 and Indiana Department of Transportation, thank you so much for speaking with us. I appreciate you taking the time.
It's my pleasure. Call anytime.